I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Nearly 1.5 million earthquake survivors need food aid in Nepal. The country's prime minister estimates that once teams get into the rural areas, the death toll could climb as high as 10,000. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says 2 months ago, they trained a national coalition of churches in international disaster response. Their teams are heading to the epicenter now.
Not just help for today, but help for eternity as well. And that help comes through the message of the gospel.
Pray wisdom for the coalition as they figure out how to distribute the aid. If you want to help, give through a link at our website. Next, who gets to call God Allah? Christians and Muslims in Malaysia have been fighting over this for years because Allah is the Malay word for God. Voice of the Martyrs USA reports yet another delayed decision in one of this issue's many legal cases. The government claims to want clarity. VOM's Todd Nettleton says what they really think is a little more biased.
They don't want to see more Muslims come to faith in Christ. They don't want to allow any Muslims to come to faith in Christ. The good news is, we see it happening. We see Malays coming to Christ, choosing to leave Islam behind.
Keep Malay Christians in your prayers. And when you risk your life to feed the hungry, well, thousands of civilians in eastern Ukraine are stuck in their homes without food. Some haven't eaten in weeks. Local missionaries linked with Christian Aid Mission are spreading hope and the love of Jesus by providing bread and water. By traveling through dangerous areas, they're risking their lives to do it. They're persistent, though, in sharing the gospel as best they can. Find links to help at our website. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association's making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.